Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, now simulcasting for the final 2 hours of this four-hour transmission. I am here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. And we appreciate everybody joining us. I'm finishing up with the editor and writer at Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, great political mind and researcher. Believe me, we've looked for folks that can work in our operation. They're few and far between. Kurt's one of them. Other folks seem to always have flaws or blind spots when it comes to researching the New World Order. I'm sad to say, I wish our numbers were greater of those that have a really deep understanding. And, of course, another person I found out there who I for years watched and researched and decided to be a member of the team, and we're honored to have him, Paul Watson, now for 6 years. And he runs PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv with his brother Steve Watson. He also does a fine job. Finishing up in this segment and the next, and I got another guest coming on, and I appreciate your time, gentlemen. Paul Watson, I want to shift gears now into, because if we just cover this by itself, it doesn't bring the full import of what we're facing. They are creating class warfare and envy. And in the U.S., in England, they have similar programs. They say, does your neighbor look like they have more money than they should? Find out what job they've got. Ask them what their salary is and call police. You'll get a percentage of anything seized from black market business, garage sale money, coin collections they've sold, drugs, you know. This is all under Homeland Security here and in England. They're taking the anti-terror system they've set up and the spy networks. They sell the public on, we're going to have spies, we need citizens tattling, we're listening to your phones without warrants, but it's to fight al-Qaeda. You don't want al-Qaeda to attack, do you? You saw 7/7, you saw 9/11. Now they just admit here in the U.S. and overseas, spy on your neighbors, spy on gun owners. If your neighbor has a gun, call the police on them, the billboards say, when the guns aren't illegal. I mean, it's getting bad. And guys, pull this up on screen for folks that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. It says, police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. I want them to see the picture of the police chiefs and people smiling like criminals. And they know this is asinine. It's a big joke to them. If you criticize open borders, you'll be arrested. It shows on here a poster of a guy in a suit saying, too much bling, give us a ring. And it says, bling, call the police immediately if your neighbor has a boat or a nice car. It says, in this recession, you're not supposed to have money. Paul Watson, this is creating class warfare. This is communism. This is what the Reds did. They said, arrest your neighbor. He's rich. Get him. Paul, it's happening. I can't even believe this.
Well, political scientists are now just saying that the UK is a totalitarian state. There's no doubt about it anymore. And this is a campaign by Gloucestershire Police Force, who incidentally were the same police force who arrested Robin Page for saying that farming groups should have the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. They're also the same police force that set up Operation Napkin, which was where they sent out police officers to sit in curry houses and spy on people's conversations to check if they had if they said any racial terms, and arrests were made.
Who is this demon in the middle? I mean, he looks like the epitome of a thug, of a jackboot. I mean, that guy would be, if I was a big filmmaker making a new 1984, he would be an inter-party official. I mean, I would come to him and say, we want to cast you as a piece of absolute degenerate, parasitical trash.
It looks like the chief constable to me, but I'm not sure. But yeah, it's a campaign put out by the police, which encourages people to report on other citizens who drive nice cars or buy expensive items.
This is just meant to get everybody tattling on everybody. Stay there, Paul. One more segment. I want to get Kurt Nemo's take on this. And they're doing the same stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they are moving on everybody full force. They're not just saying Michael Savage will be arrested if he comes to England. I mean, they're going after me. They're shutting me off everywhere. I mean, we're under attack because these people mean to make us their slaves, and they know that some of us aren't going along with it. Little punk.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Viggo Mortensen and a lot of other folks are in the film. It is Reclaiming the Blade. And we are going to have Daniel McNichol, filmmaker, on to talk about it, because it gets into how the general public was disarmed. It gets into how the right to keep and bear arms, very important, and how swordplay is coming back into the culture. And by the way, you know, there's a joke, they could disarm us, but if we had knives, which everybody does, you could, you know, get a weapon, get a firearm very, very quickly. So it is good to know how to use a knife or a sword. And it's a lot of fun, so I'm interested a little bit in it. And so we're going to be going over that. Can somebody email me and tell me how to get rid of fruit flies? There's no food, there's no water, there's nothing open around the office, and it just gets worse and worse. Earlier I was ranting and raving in the first hour, and one flew in my mouth and into my, you know. You ever been riding a bicycle and those little gnats go in your throat? You open the front door out there, and there's just millions of them. You know, they're flying around in swarms. They got in the office. And I don't know if you see them flying by. It's like, meow, there went one. I mean, meow, meow. I can barely keep my focus. They're landing on my nose. The battle continues, though. We're in here defeating them, hopefully. All right, I'm going to shut up about that. Kurt Nemo, you hear what Paul Watson is talking about. We're going to go back to him in a moment. But this is happening everywhere. This is to get everybody to tattle on everybody. You read all these federal reports here in the U.S., they're identical to the ones in England and Canada and Germany and Europe. It's, does your neighbor have a cell phone? Are they nice to police? Do they want to be involved in community stuff? They're probably a secret right-wing terrorist. And you're, and then now they're announcing restrictions on free speech, and anybody in the DHS reports listed as extremists won't be able to own guns. Exactly what White House Chief of Staff said in speeches. And still the public can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, we knew they were going to set this up, but to have them coming right out and going, yeah, we're going to take your free speech and take your guns, I mean, without a judge or jury. What's, and then now in England, report your neighbor if they smoke cigars or wear a suit and tie. It says they shouldn't have that much money in this recession. Get money from the government to start spying on your neighbor. Ask your neighbors questions. We're going to go to Paul Watson in a moment, and the 20 after we've got our next guest coming up. But Kurt Nemo, your take on this.
Well, this is kind of, you know, it reminds me of Orwell's 1984, the junior spies who were spying on Winston Smith. You know, it's the same thing. It's a classic attribute of totalitarianism. It happened in Red China. It happened with the Hitler Jugend in Germany. It's a standard procedure, and that's precisely what they're doing. Class warfare works wonderfully.
Well, they also, you know, aren't even denying any of this anymore. I mean, we were brought up that China restricted free speech and it was a police state. We were brought up that Russia did that. We were brought up that all of this was going on and happening. And then Chinese-style net censorship, where they block things, block IPs, have firewalls, where they have government gatekeepers. The New York Times comes out and says we need a kinder, gentler internet that doesn't let the general public blog without licenses, and you'll get felony charges if you hurt someone's feelings, and you'll have to have a subdomain on a bigger domain so you have no rights. And they say we're going to gatekeep and take your free speech for your own interest, and they're openly phasing in Chinese net-style censorship where they're purging all the Alex Jones videos, and the media just goes, so what? Because the old media has to kill us. They can't put up with a level playing field because we're telling the truth and they're not.
Yeah, and as well, the corporate structure can't, you know, cotton the fact that Alex Jones is on there talking the truth. You know, I mean, take a look at what's happening to YouTube. It's being, you know, turning into the next Hulu. You know, it's turning into a corporate base for their commercials and their cartoons and their TV shows. So
yeah, well, we told people that. We've seen this with other web systems, and we know the globalist tactics of phasing things in. And I would go in and we'd write articles where Google, 3 years ago, put out corporate reports about the model they were going to phase in the next few years and how they were going to get rid of, most of the user videos and only have selected people they choose. They're going to use a very high standard of micromanaging and, you know, the contracts you sign digitally to be on there where they can suspend you for no reason. And that's now happening. And we told people they were phasing out 2 years ago. We said they're starting to phase out Google video. Now they've completely phased it out. No more uploading to it. They're now doing the same phase out, the same way they did it, restricting views, knocking channels off, killing or locking down videos when they hit, you know, the top videos, and then turning them back on later when they're out of the top 100, getting rid of the top 100 or most viewed in the front page, making it popular, just what they want to push, relegating user videos to subpages.
The innocuous pablum stays on there, the volleyball girls and all that stuff remains.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, the issue is they really are killing YouTube right now. I mean, they really are shutting it down. They are phasing it out. But they know through domestication tactics of mind control, same way you domesticate a horse or a cow or a pig or a dog, they are easing us into this. And I tell people, look, you know, Google admittedly is run by NASA and the NSA. And here's the CIA agent and the founding documents, and they give all their money to eugenics. And you know, here's their own, you know, charitable giving, billions a year. And people just say, no, it's not. It's not happening, Alex. Don't fearmonger. Paul Watson, I want to get back into this whole Stasi thing, but before we forget, get into this Google situation.
Well, that's right. The other day, Google officially suspended all video uploads. They said they were going to do that up to a year ago, I remember them saying that, and they went ahead and did it. And the thing with YouTube is that they now, on their news and politics page, for example, they don't put the videos on there that are watched by the most amount of people. They select the videos, And the videos in News and Politics aren't very much different from the ones on the front page. You know, it's like it's drunk footballers staggering around.
That's right. Every day they post the amazing atheist, and it'll have like 20 views. They post him. By the end of the day, he's got 100,000 views. Meanwhile, we'll have videos that get 300,000 views in a day, never on the front page. I mean, they admit that they are phasing it all out, folks. It's happening.
And that, I mean, it's because it's an unsustainable business model. YouTube are deep in the red. But unlike what would normally happen and that you would take advertising, they're just going to hand over the control of their entire content to these big Hollywood production studios. And when that happens, there's no place on there for the Alex Jones channel or the InfoWarrior.
Look, what they do is they know the model, and I've talked to a lot of CEOs and media people. They go, Alex, we know you'd be the biggest thing in the country or anybody else like you. We know this Patriot anti-New World Order stuff is the hottest thing. We know the whole world's in rebellion. And so what they do is they give the people a platform for a time to get us addicted, and then they just take it away. They want to dominate market share. And YouTube is bigger than all other video sharing sites combined. You can look at the graphs and statistics. And so they've dominated the market with freedom of speech, and now they're getting rid of it. And because they're moving in with Internet 2 to shut down the other sites. They couldn't do that till they were ready to shut down the others, or everybody would just leave. That's my point, is they're moving in with what Jay Rockefeller said, shutting down the web. Go ahead, Paul.
That's right. And I mean, Rupert Murdoch said it a few days ago, that the Internet in its current form cannot go on, that it's going to end, because they've lost a huge amount of their audience. I'm talking about people like News Corporation with Fox News and New York Post and newspapers like that.
And again, these people mean business. They do everything they say they're going to do, or they try it. And they never quit. They come back again and again. They're saying everywhere for 7 years at Internet 2 conferences in Austin, Texas, and London, and Tokyo, read the minutes, they are going to kill the web and how they do it. And I told you how they do it. People, oh, shut up, Alex. Look, it's happening, folks. I'm sorry, Paul, to interrupt you. I'm just so angry about this.
No, I mean, we said it all in early 2006, right, when MySpace was taking off. We wrote an article saying it's a Trojan horse. It's designed to centralize power on the Internet, get everybody to use MySpace as their little blog. And so, you know, when MySpace says that you can't have this political opinion or that political opinion, that's it. Your account's suspended.
And we have their own internal documents, and they've admitted, I am banned. They don't let me send our bulletins or videos. They let us have the page. We know we really have hundreds of thousands of members. They've frozen us at 55,000, and they admit they do it. We have their own moderators going, yeah, you're banned. Prison Planet and InfoWars are not allowed to be shared on MySpace. But then they lie to the public, though, and say they're not doing it. Meanwhile, in England, Paul, you were trying to finish up. I'm going to have to hold you guys over again. Move the guests back. I apologize to the guests. I really love the movie, and we're going to plug it. I've got to finish up with 5 more minutes with you guys. Meanwhile, we've got to fight this. And that's why I tell the listeners, use YouTube. You can't use Google. I kept saying use Google before they shut down Google Video. Gone. Use YouTube. I'd say we're 6 months out from complete control unless we fight it. If there's enough of a rebellion, they may back off. And Doppelgang, copy all our videos, every other major video site, Blip TV, you name it. But, folks, we got to do this now. Who are they censoring? Me. Because we're effective. Kurt Nemo.
Well, they don't have the resources as well to stop people from uploading unless they ban uploading altogether like Google's plans to do. So people can go in there and post your videos, and it's kind of like whack-a-mole to them. You know, they're going to have to keep trying to get rid of them, and it's going to be hard to do until they totally ban, you know, like Google has, any kind of uploads.
Exactly. Well, I mean, my point is, we are now here. They're now announcing that they've got bills introduced that will say you'll be felony arrested if you criticize someone and they say they hurt their feelings. They sign an affidavit saying my feelings are hurt, 5 years in prison, $200,000 fine, federal prison. Mainstream. They got bills to ban guns. Mainstream. The Attorney General saying, if I don't like you, you won't own a gun, and you'll never be able to get off the list. Mainstream. I mean, 14-plus trillion stolen in 7 months. Mainstream. FEMA camps being built. Mainstream. It's all... They're taking over now, and they're going to kill the web as you know it. That's why we're on AM and FM, shortwave. But they're saying they're going to censor with Fairness Doctrine that. That's why we got DVDs. You know, but I may get arrested, folks. I mean...
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
At the end of the show today, I'm going to announce 2 new films. That's a little surprise. 2 new films that we've made in the last month here, very quietly. So that's coming up at the end of the show today. The next segment, Reclaiming the Blade, amazing film. This sucker, just, you can't put it down. And no, we're not selling it, but we ought to. So that's coming up. Then your calls continually in the last hour, just blitzing your phone calls. Here's one of the new films. Oh, I'm going to be showing that to folks later at the end of the show. So wait for that surprise. Very proud of my crew and what they've done, everybody here together. Okay, in closing, I'm obnoxious and I'm not letting Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson talk because everything they say freaks me out, makes me want to expose more stuff I'm thinking of because it's so incredible that we're actually going into real tyranny. Paul Watson, closing comments on the censorship, the attack on free speech, England saying spy on your neighbors if they're wearing nice jewelry. They show a picture of a guy with a boat in his yard and say call the cops if your neighbor has things that are nice. Ask them questions about what they make. I mean, you know, they've done the bait and switch from this is for terrorism to this is for tax collection. This is getting bad.
They're basically trying to get the population all suspicious of each other. And so, you know, it creates a kind of self-regulation of the Stasi police state. The previous poster campaigns put out by the London Metropolitan Police say that the people who look at CCTV cameras are suspicious. People that own mobile phones, computers, white vans, and people who live in apartments are suspicious and potentially terrorists. People who return items bought at a store and get a refund on their credit card are potential terrorists. And the list goes on and on. We've got a link to those previous articles. So basically, they're just classifying the whole population as potential terrorists so that everybody watches and informs on each other and creates this Stasi state that they want.
Well, that was certainly well said. And again, this isn't close to classical hardcore tyranny. This is overblown. I mean, this is the real McCoy. This, if this was wrestling, this is The Rock. This is Hulk Hogan. This is, you know, Andre the Giant. I mean, this is Hitler level. This is Stalin level. This is Mao level, what they're attempting. There's no doubt. Okay? Folks, I'm not just saying that. And we didn't just say this was an engineered flu virus. It's now come out it clearly was. Kurt Nemo.
And as well, this whole paranoia, this social paranoia they're engendering, you know, complements their electronic police state that they're putting in, you know, where everything you do, every website you go to, every credit card transaction you make, every cell phone call you make is put into a database. So, you know, this complements that as well. And, you know, it's just the next level that they're ratcheting up. And what's going on in England's going to end up coming here sooner or later.
No, it's already here. Remember a year ago when they announced huge cash bonuses for tattling on your neighbors and spies to spy for the IRS and that the IRS no longer has to have warrants and that it was going to increase its enforcers, but only on blue collar and middle class, none, literally almost none for the rich.
Yeah, but it's really in your face over there. They've got posters and stuff, you know, where they're telling you to spy on your neighbors.
No, I know. I agree with you, Kurt. I agree. I mean, England's about 3-4 years ahead of us. Watson, you got to get out of there. As bad as the U.S. is, you got to get over here, bro. I mean, that place, they're now announcing they're going to arrest everybody. This is out of the Wisconsin News. Court rules secret GPS tracking without a warrant is now legal. And they say no more warrants for cops to stick GPS on your car. On top of that, England has announced what we said. Not only will satellite tracker boxes be in all your cars taxing you by the mile, up to a pound a mile. That's $2 a mile, basically, or almost $2. They're now announcing it will regulate and control your car's speed with automatic shutoff for the police. That's right. BBC. I mean, and they're now announcing it here. I mean, my God, the government remote controlling your car is Big Brother, folks. Cameras in school bathrooms. That's why I'm free. Paul Watson.
Well, the good news is, Alex, the harder they push, the more people see what's happening around them. Case in point regarding the internet again. Lycos.com, top 50 searches. You've got Facebook, Wikipedia, Drudge Report, Twitter. Who else is on there? Alex Jones, InfoWars, GCN Live, Steve Quayle. So in the top 50 searches with Facebook, Twitter, Wikipedia.
Wait a minute. See, we don't even toot our own horns. You're telling me that we're in the top 50 searches now? It's not Janet Jackson or Anna Nicole Smith, it's us?
Exactly, on Lycos.com. I've got the screenshots.
Hey, I like that. No wonder the enemy is becoming upset. The Emperor's when we have a new enemy. Defeat Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and Obi-Wan Alex Jones immediately. Hey, guys, look. regardless, we're going up against hardcore thugs and tyrants. It's one hell of a fight. Isn't life exciting, though, man? Is life not exciting, man?
Yes, it is.
Let me hear your war growl, both of you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what IonicZone has to offer. IonicZone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Watching this here at the office, it is like Discovery or History Channel or Nova quality. And it's got all these huge actors, a lot of the folks from Lord of the Rings. I remember watching the making of Lord of the Rings. They had this swordmaster saying that Viggo was the best swordsman he'd ever seen for an actor. And he trained hundreds. He was listing all the things he'd done. I think that guy's in here. I think I recognized him when I was watching in your office a few weeks ago when it came. And it turns out the maker of this is also a listener of the show. And so we appreciate Daniel McNichol for coming on. And it's just very, very exciting. And this thing is not out yet. So when it comes out, we'll have him back on. Maybe we'll even carry it. But I would hope this would be in theaters or on TV. I'm flattered that we've kind of gotten this first, kind of a sneak peek here. Like, I've been so busy, I never even asked if we could play a clip or something. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Maybe on the second time he comes on. But Daniel McNichol, thank you for coming on today, sir.
It's my pleasure, Alex, and let me say, it is a pleasure to be on your show, and you're a very good man, and keep up the great work.
Well, I try. You're a great guy, because I always make the point, reading up on history, that going back to Rome, going back to the samurai 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago in Japan, going back to the Sun Kings in France, going back to the Tudors, the commoners, the slaves, couldn't own hunting dogs, couldn't have knives over a certain length with pointed ends. And, of course, you covered that. That's what I love is this is something with big stars and a lot of folks that actually explains that having a blade, you know, was a thing of nobility, and that that's what nobility is force and the ability to carry out force. You know, your film is really pro-self-defense as well, but that's only one facet of it. So it's great to have you here. And I'll tell you who's also a big fan is our producer here, Rob Dew, because when he came to me at first, he said, I said, a show about swords? I go, I have sword fights with my kids, and, I fence at about a third-grade level. My dad was real good at fencing in college. I know a little bit about it. But he said, no, watch the film. And I did. So it's great to have you here. The film is Reclaiming the Blade. Why do you say Reclaiming the Blade?
Reclaiming the Blade, the movie. Actually, I must say that it is, even though it won't be in stores, which is Barnes & Noble and Target and Best Buy and Blockbuster and all that type of stuff, that happens July 7th. But it actually is. We're being a bit sneaky. And we've already gone ahead and we're releasing it directly from Galatia Films Home Entertainment, which is our shingle production company that put this film out. So you
Okay, how do folks get it then? How do folks get it right now then?
Swordmovie.com, reclaimingtheblade.com. You can actually order the film. And it actually is a two-disc set. So the second disc has a lot of great bonus features. There's like 4 hours of extra interviews with Viggo Mortensen and some great stuff from What a Workshop. Because we went down to New Zealand.
Yeah, how did you get Viggo in this? I guess he's just a sword fanatic is what I've heard.
Viggo is a great guy. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about him. He really, he'll do something not based on money, but based on whether or not he thinks it's a passion project. You know what I mean? So that's what's great about him. He's not one of these Hollywood actors that's driven by dollars, you know? So he just, you know, felt like it was the right thing to do. And obviously one thing that attracted him was our tribute to Bob Anderson. So we did an exclusive with Bob, who was Darth Vader. He was actually in Darth Vader's costume, training Mark Hamill, doing all the lightsaber duels with him in the first early films. He's trained Johnny Depp, who's also a big fan as well. And, you know, he's worked with everyone from Errol Flynn to Viggo Mortensen. He's just a legend in the industry when it comes to fight choreography. But the interesting thing about the film, when I was writing it, I really wanted to get into the script. Some verbology, if you will, just some text in there that John Rhys Davies would read, because John Rhys Davies actually is a good friend of mine. He narrated the film. And I was fascinated with this idea of the kings. And basically, the kings of England had two choices when they were looking at an army. They had a choice A, which was hire your own military. That is, pay for your knights, pay them money. You know, it's a financed army. So that's option A. Option B is let your whole country and all of your nation and all of your boys 13 ages and up, you know, study the longbow, study the sword, and be capable with arms.
Now, that was the Dutch and the Swiss model and others, was to raise your army as the militia, and those always turned out to be the countries that didn't get invaded. But if you had oppressive nobles, they didn't like to arm their people. So we think 1776 is where this keep and bear arms thing all began. No, it was a free man thing. People had arms in England. That's what the Magna Carta was all about. And that's what's so great about your film is that I think it's a great defense of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely. And I'll just go ahead and say on record, John Rhys Davies is the Charlton Heston of today. I mean, he's a great defender of the Second Amendment. I don't want to really speak for any of the other actors. You know, they're great guys. I know Viggo's obviously a supporter of Dennis Kucinich.
For the anti-war thing, I know Viggo's active. The point is, your film's message shows how fundamental. People think we want swords or we want guns because we pet them and kiss them and it's our extension of our manhood. No, we know it is handed down. It is a sacred obligation that a free man is armed. A slave doesn't have access to weapons.
Absolutely. And if you look at the greatest periods of English history, they weren't the Dark Ages where, you know, the knights, you know, were paid by the king. They were an age where the king, and as we know, English history is when you study English history, you look at the history of the monarchies, you know, which king was in power at any given time. And the kings that gave the power to the people, they were taking a risk in a way, because if the people didn't like what the king was doing, they wouldn't support him. They'd say, I don't think so, you know? And so, so the king was beholden to the people, and the people had a checks and balance that existed in the sword. So the sword
exactly.
is really a checks and balance, you know?
That's it. You say it so simply instead of me sputtering and babbling. And it is a check and balance. It is a canary in the coal mine. It is a great equalizer. As the UN
right.
says, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, we believe a power monopoly of the state is illegitimate. But that's why this film is so important. And I didn't know it was available today. I guess you just started offering it. So, folks, tell folks how they get it again.
We might get in trouble for this, but, you know, let it be. It's actually available. It's swordmovie.com and Reclaim the Blade. It'll be in stores, Target, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, July 7th. And that's when we're really going to, you know, hit with the publicity. And I'd love to have John Rhys Davies on your show. Maybe
we'll
that date.
And I promise I won't get you on late again. I just got into a rant, and you were okay with it.
And if I could, I would love to send you guys some lightsabers. I'll send you a couple so you guys can. They're a lot of fun. The new Force FX lightsabers, I don't know if you've seen them that Hasbro makes, but they're metal and plastic handles that are really heavy, so they got the good feel and a weight of a sword. And then they have all the sights and sounds of like a real lightsaber. So
No, I know. I've got five of them. I've got Yoda ones for my kids, little green ones. My bigger daughter and my son, because the baby obviously can't have sword fights, they attack me, and it's gotten to the point where they're beating me, and then I'll be fighting my son alone, and he's beating me some of the time. So, you know, now we have absolute knockdown dragouts, and the neighbors are looking out their windows in the backyard, and we're like, you know, it's just total warfare. But no, I want some of those. I want some more.
I'll send some more, and I'll tell you what. Look, I don't mean to get into the whole movie thing, but that's the great thing about movies. When you look at Robin Hood, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean, 300, Gladiator, all of these movies have the same message, and that is essentially at the core you have a rebel army against an empire. I mean, you look at Robin Hood. You've got Robin Hood. He robs from the rich. He gives to the poor. He protects the poor. King Richard is off on a crusade, and King John is this corrupt tyrant that has taken over England. And here's Robin Hood. You know, he's a rebel. Same thing with Star Wars. Same exact thing. You have the Rebel Alliance. You have Order 66, which was execute all the rebels. You look at Pirates of the Caribbean. You have free sailors, free pirates, and you have this corrupt, tyrannical British Empire at the time. You know, obviously, a lot of these stories are based in fiction and history, but, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, whether you're big on pirates or not, I mean, at the core of the story, it's about free men fighting against unjust taxes, no representation, and so they were thugs out, you know, doing what they could, you know? Same thing with 300. 300 is a very good example because you have, obviously, 300 Spartans, you know. And then Gladiator, same thing. So, you know, in studying...
And by the way, for folks that don't know, 300 is a true story. Now, the movie,
yes,
you know, the comic book version, they add some ridiculous goblins and things, but, I mean, that story is true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know...
It's fun to delve into the movies, and that was something I...
We just lost his phone line. Let's call him back and get him back on. That happens occasionally. Genesis phone system didn't go down, did it? All right, call him back. That was his phone then. Okay, you know what? Let's bring Rob Dew in on this because, again, I wouldn't just have somebody on about a movie about swords. This is about the history of it and how it's a check and balance and how people fought to have the right to be armed. And absolutely... It was also a right to have social mobility. The first things that got liberalized, because frankly the kings wanted to have larger, stronger armies to take over other nations, so they allowed limited freedom, but the arming of the people did allow then the overthrow of some of the corrupt regimes that led into the Renaissance more than even the Black Plague did. And then out of that, you had upward mobility. Now, somebody who wasn't born into nobility, they could become a knight. You know, they could become, and then that created, you know, that's why the old fable of King Arthur that has its roots in reality, you know, it was the commoner pulling the sword out of the stone, but of course he wasn't really a commoner. So this is a big deal. This is about getting out of a caste system, and we first see the caste system being overthrown to a certain extent with the free people becoming armed. Going back to our guest, Daniel McNichol, and the new film, Reclaiming the Blade, available here for the first time today at their website, reclaimingtheblade.com. Okay, continue. You got cut off.
You know, technical difficulties there. But, you know, at the heart of these stories is a message that I think, and hey, that's why they sell tickets for these type of movies, because it's something that resonates with people. You know, and that's the bottom line. If it didn't resonate and it didn't sell tickets, they wouldn't make those
It's an archetypal ancestral memory, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
I mean, it's simple. Humans defending themselves from saber-toothed tigers with a club. I mean, you know, you're supposed to have weapons. It's that simple. And the weapons aren't bad. It's the people that wield them sometimes in a bad way. Other points about the film and then the extra disc that comes along with it.
Sure. You know, there's a lot of extra interviews with Viggo Mortensen and Carl Urban, who's in the new Star Trek movie, who was also in Lord of the Rings and has done a lot of sword wielding on a number of films. And then also Ken Sparling from Skywalker Sound did the 5.1 surround mix. So if you're at all interested in just some good. We tried to make the documentary less informative and informative but entertaining at the same time, and I hope we did that. Because it's a bit, I wanted to add some epicness to it. And Lakeshore Records put out our soundtrack, and there's a lot of great artists, The Doves, Juliana Hatfield, Swerve Driver.
You've also got Gimli in it, the dwarf from Lord of the Rings, who's also one of the stars, and stuff like Raiders from the Lost Ark. I love that actor. Tell us about him.
Yeah, John Rhys-Davies is a great guy. I mean, he's a wonderful actor. He's very talented. He narrated the film. And
you were talking about him earlier. He's the guy that is a patriot for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, no questions asked. I mean, John is, he's a lover of history. He understands history. He understands where we're at today. And as I said, I think we should definitely get him on the show to talk. He's a great guy. Actually, I wrote the narration for him, but he's so intelligent and bright that he actually added his own, you know, personality to it. You know, I'm not the greatest writer in the world, so he was able to work with me on that, and we were able to really get a great message in there. But I knew from the start when I started developing the film that he'd be a great voice for it. And,
tell us about this Swordmaster that did all the Star Wars stuff and the rest of it, because I think I've seen him in the documentaries about Lord of the Rings. That's the guy that trained Viggo, right?
Sure, yeah, Bob Anderson. He's trained Errol Flynn. He's 80 plus years old. So I feel fortunate that we were able to sit down with him and have this interview. He's very spry for 80, and he's an amazing person. He trained, Johnny Depp, Viggo Mortensen. He's a very well-known.
He looks like he's about 68 years old, and you're saying he's 80.
Yeah, he looks good, you know, and that's part of what I would like to see is exercise with the sword, because it's something that attaches you. It's not just running you're not just running on a treadmill. You know, you're exercising with a sword. There's some thought behind it. There's some passion and spirit behind it. So it's a lot of fun. I hope, and I like to think, and I romanticize things sometimes a bit too much, but I'd like to think the sword has kept him alive for a while. But he's a really, really passionate person in the film, and we have he's a big part of it. And then also another part of the film is the academics. I mean, we went to Oxford, and we talked to a lot of really good martial arts experts. And we talk a lot about, you know, historical European martial arts and how the gun basically kind of changed, warfare and how the sword evolved more into a sport and also into, a symbol as opposed to just being a weapon. But getting back to the English history of it, when you look at the English longbow, which is a really amazing tool and a weapon, The accuracy they had with the English longbow, which every, you know, as I say, able-bodied male was to train with the longbow. The accuracy was so good, they could hit a target, further away than you could with a gun. I mean, they could really hit a target well. I mean, obviously with scopes and everything.
Well, with a compound bow, and I'm no big mastermind with a bow, but I've done some deer hunting with them. I can shoot like a sapling at 150 yards, that big around. You know, I'll say, I'm going to shoot that black, knot on that tree with a target arrow and actually hit it. I mean, that's the thing, is they try to destroy the Second Amendment. We need to try to keep it, but also get good with bows, get good with swords. It's and plus, it's a lot of fun, and fencing is exhausting, is it not?
Well, I have to confess, I'm a filmmaker first and a martial artist on the side. I love doing the martial arts too, but I'm not that great at it. I leave that. But let me tell you about another project that could be really cool that we're working on. I don't know if you've seen Batman or Batman Begins or Dark Knight, but a lot of the fight choreography in that movie, I've been talking to some of the developers of that fight choreography, and I'd like to do another Reclaiming the Blade type movie with Husto and another guy. He worked with Christopher Nolan and Christian Bale. He trained Heath Ledger actually for The Dark Knight, and Liam Neeson as well. But there's some really cool martial arts of just hand-to-hand combat. And a lot of your listeners may not know this, but they've actually seen the fighting style called Casey's Fighting Method, KFM, which was used in The Dark Knight and also used in the other film, Batman Begins. But it's just another interesting project.
Well, let's talk more about the film that just now is coming out when we come back. And Rob Dew, my producer, has got some comments. I've been running on here. We really appreciate our guest, Daniel McNichol, joining us. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
All right, we're going to try to hold Daniel McNichol 5 minutes to the next hour. Burmese has huge breaking news on the swine flu genetically engineered bioweapon story. This is huge, and it's mainstream, hidden in plain view. And I'd forgotten about this when he pointed it out to me. So we have all these big scientists saying it was clearly engineered. We told you so. Big new developments coming up after I take a gamut of calls, opening the phones up again for those that were holding that we had to let go earlier. 1-800-259-9231. And a big news blitz of stuff I haven't covered coming up. But Rob Dew, I know you're a huge fan of this film as well. I mean, I hope this ends up being on TV. That's my next question. But any comments you've got about the new film out now, Reclaiming the Blade?
Well, there's a couple things I like about it. The intro is really amazing, and that'll really draw you in, and it gives you a historical overview plus a pop culture overview and how they kind of merge together, and then that it's a what these guys are practicing is sort of a lost art, and people are trying to bring it back in because it is another form to defend yourself, and that's another great thing about it. You, with your sword, could go out and defend yourself, defend your family, defend your belongings, and that's how you proved your worth, is with the sword. And then it goes into, we've had this in Western cultures. We had this in Asian cultures, with their fighting style, and it seems like the common thing that ground them all together was that blade that they were able to use and defend themselves and defend against tyranny. And that's what I really liked about it.
Absolutely. And is this going to end up being on TV?
Absolutely, yeah. We actually have a wonderful sales agent, Lisa Romanoff. She's doing a very good job. We are going to be airing it on History Channel, likely PBS and A&E, and there's some other contenders, which would be Discovery Channel, Learning Channel. So absolutely, we're going to definitely have some airtime for this on TV. No question about that. And then, but we're doing
even though it has a pro arms message. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think, the buyers are basically looking at dollars, and they're basically looking at filling slots, and they're looking for content. The job of any buyer, whether it's a retail buyer or a buyer who's finding content for TV, they're looking to fill slots, and they're looking for content that's gonna to be appealing to their audience. And so, yeah, I think for sure we should have some commercial TV. Actually, Mark Cuban wants to show it on HDNet. So, but that's another place. We'll definitely do TV. TV is something. It comes down the line. Typically with filmmaking, you kind of do the theatrical thing, then you do home video, and then TV's kind of later down the line. And that's how we've approached it. However, I think for us, in our marketing, it might do us better to hit the TV a little earlier. So I would say this fall, look for it on one of these channels or a couple of these channels, and we'll definitely try to get it out there.
Tell us about some of the other things you've done, because this is a pretty big undertaking to get all these folks together and do such a great job. What other things have you worked on?
Well, if I could speak for a moment on filmmaking in general, I wanted to say this to your audience today. It was something that was kind of weighing on me before you called. I thought, I just felt, that this was important. And that is filmmakers, independent filmmakers, that you love need to be supported. I want to just, say you produce some great films, and folks need to understand that you have to support the films that you love. Instead of buying a ticket to maybe a big Hollywood blockbuster this summer, why not, grab a copy of something from an independent filmmaker that you love and appreciate, such as some of the titles you have and some of these other films. But, I think that's important. The audience is a part of the process.
Absolutely. Final 5-minute segment coming up with Daniel McNichol. Of course, he is the writer and director of just an amazing film with all these huge stars and history. My favorite type of documentary, Reclaiming the Blade. We'll tell you how you can get a copy of it first. You'll be first. We're honored when we come back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.